Delegates from around the region took up about 60 resolutions during the meeting, some directing the Council's work in the upcoming year. One that passed addressed the exponential growth of sea otter populations. Otters eat mostly clams, but they can also devastate crab and other marine life that's a part of the traditional diet. Council President Ed Thomas says that's hurting commercial operations too.
They seem to be raising havoc around many of our communities, and not just for subsistence, but also commercial, you know, the divers go after sea cucumber and sea urchins or whatever.
Alaska natives are allowed to hunt otters and give or sell them to other natives. Proposed federal legislation would allow whole pelts to be sold to non-natives. Thomas says the council wants tribal hunters to help slow otter population growth, but it's concerned expanded pelt sales could create competition with the existing handicraft market.
We don't want to export anything that will undermine the local utilization, but where there is potential for surplus, we would like to still try to get some of those exported in the raw. And to set up a system whereby they would not be able to bring those back, competing with local artisans.
He says the council is already working on a co-management plan with federal officials. Council delegates from around Southeast also elected officers at the 77th Annual Tribal Assembly. Thomas outpolled former Sea Alaska CEO Bob Loescher and a third candidate to retain the president's seat. He's run the organization for most of the past 30 years. Six incumbent vice presidents were also reelected. Thomas says it's the first time the full executive council has gone unchanged. Funding prospects are always a major topic at the Tribal Assembly. Thomas says they're not looking good.
It's really very difficult to get into a growth scenario when we have cutbacks. And I think there might be some opportunity in energy programs, for example, but everything else is under fire.
Thomas expects federal funding reductions that could lead to staff and program cuts. The council employs about 250 people, most in Juneau. Last year's budget was about $24 million, down from a high of $28 million a few years ago. The council provides job training, financial assistance, family and senior service programs. It also runs a tribal court. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.